We'll catch up with our reporter Amanda Faring in just a moment here on the Counting 10 podcast. First, a quick shout out to the folks who let us bring you this audio content, like the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Whiteout reminds you to never drink and drive. DUIs are a bad decision. They could cost you financially, could cost you a job, could cost you your life or someone else their life. So if you're going out social night with friends, or if you're socially distancing now, and you're drinking at home, don't drink and drive, please. That's thanks to YDOT. County 10 podcast also brought to you by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, and their top-notch staff bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. Of course, unfortunately, they are temporarily closed due to the coronavirus outbreak. ADA recommends that they were the first to adhere to that to assure their patients' safety. But once this craziness is all over, they'll be back and open, hopefully in a new building soon, as that construction's still going on at North, Northwest, and Sunset. Rendezvous Dental does a great job giving back to the community, and you can check out their Smiles series at county10.com to see young people achieving. Big thank you to Rendezvous Dental making the show possible.
This is the County 10 podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
All right, it is the County 10 podcast, an interesting version of the County 10 podcast coming at you today, as the County 10 staff is working from their respective homes here to help socially distance and help prevent the spread of COVID-19. We're joined on the phone, I think first time ever, we're joined on the phone by our reporter, Amanda Faring. Amanda, how's isolation for you?
I'm already going a little cabin feverish over here.
It's only been like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's great. No, it's fine. It's, I think my husband might be ready to get rid of me by the end of the day.
My wife definitely is, I think so.
Yeah. There might be maybe like a County 10 couple support group or something for, you know, the partners.
Absolutely. Yeah. We definitely need that, I think. Let's start with the basics. We had a few more details about COVID-19 come in locally over the weekend. What do we know as far as numbers as we record this Monday morning?
Yeah. So far as numbers, the Wyoming Department of Health is reporting that there are 26 cases throughout Wyoming, that's across the state. And as of last night, we got the local 10th local case here in Fremont County. No real details have been released on that. And just so everyone knows, so the Wyoming Department of Health, I chatted with them at the end of last week, and they're not going to be sending out the same releases like they were the first week. And so it might take a little bit longer to get some more information. So those just you at home, just bear with us. We are trying to get more details on things from them. But that's just something to keep in mind. It won't be as quickly as it was previously, but we're definitely still actively trying to do that. And so far at the Wyoming Public Health Laboratory, 470 tests have been done across the state. CDC has done one. Commercial labs have done 56, and out of all of those are the 26 positive cases. Fremont County is still the highest number, coming in second is Laramie at 6, and then everybody else, the next closest is 4. A lot of counties have 1 or 2 right now as well, but Fremont County is still ranked the highest.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch Fremont County kind of surpass Sheridan County, which was where the first one was reported. They're currently at 4, mm-hmm. and then there's been 2 in Teton County, and then 1 respectively in Campbell, Carbon, Natrona, and Park. And again, as you've mentioned, and as a whole bunch of commenters on County 10's Facebook have mentioned, those are just the confirmed cases that we know about. Obviously, mm-hmm. we don't know how many people are assuming they have it and self-isolating and all that kind of stuff, but that's what we know concretely. Case number 9 was announced not long ago, and it actually came from a statement from the Northern Arapaho tribe that this one was actually a tribal member. And correct me if I'm wrong, Amanda, but I think that was the first one that was not connected to Lander's Showboat Retirement Home?
You know, that's hard to say, Jared. There were a couple comments on the thread. Once again, it was the weekend, so hard to get information, but a couple comments on the thread saying that it might actually be connected. We don't know just as of yet. On Friday, when I spoke to the Wyoming Department of Health information officer, she said that they were all still connected. So I think maybe that ninth one was just someone from the Wind River Reservation, specifically EPID is what they mentioned a little bit later in the day. So I think somehow they are still, excuse me, to my knowledge, connected. I'm not 100% sure on that at this point, but that's what they're seeming like. Hopefully more information will be shared today. And the announcement actually came, so it came from the Northern Arapaho tribe. They shared it, but it actually came from Dr. Paul Ebert, the medical doctor, chief medical officer at the Wind River Family and Community Health Center.
Okay.
So that was where that information came from. There was a little confusion on that. As far as we know, this is the first official case of COVID on the Wind River Reservation. And it seems as though it is still connected, even though that isn't confirmed yet. So just bear with us as we get some information. There's a lot going on. And so hopefully we'll have more solidified information today now that we're back on a weekday.
Definitely. The Fremont County Incident Management Team has been sending us regular updates. I think we get these daily now, and you can follow along on county10.com as we post what they're saying locally here and offering some guidance. The latest one is up there, and I don't know that there's anything that we necessarily need to discuss from it, but basically just kind of reemphasizing the national global narrative at this point of just stay home, wash your hands, and socially distance.
Yep, for sure. So the one that they sent out yesterday, like you did say, they're sending these every day, so usually in early afternoon, so folks, you can expect to see that. Then yesterday's was really just how to self-isolate. Wasn't a lot of statistic-based or anything like that. It was just, here's some resources. This is what you should do. Here's some symptoms to look for. Use hand sanitizer that's alcohol-based with at least 60% alcohol. That'll kill it. Those kinds of different things on there. And then once you can stop self-isolating, I think this kind of plays off of what they sent on Saturday, Jared, is the fact that they had mentioned, there's a limited testing capabilities locally right now. They believe that it's, community spread at this point. So there's more cases out there than they're expecting. And I really think that the Sunday report was just kind of to tag along on that one of just like, self-isolating. Here are the tips. Has it been at least 7 days since your symptoms started? When can you stop self-isolating? That kind of thing. And then if you do have these symptoms, please call, the Fremont County Public Health Hotline. So I think this is just kind of that kind of play along with that other one. So both those information, you can find that at county10.com. Lots of great information coming from our local Fremont County Incident Management Team.
I liked this story a lot, I don't know if you know who this anonymous party is or not, but there's an anonymous person that has put up two new food pantries in Lander, basically for coronavirus and this time of need. And there's a little story up at county10.com, but what do we know about these two new food pantries that popped up?
Yeah, so the person who put them up, made them and then set them up at the location, reached out to us, let us know what was going on. So what they want to do is they just want to make sure that folks who maybe can't get to either the First Stop Help Center there in Lander or a different food bank or what have you, have a place to go to get some food. They're asking, kind of pay it forward when you can. So if you take something out of there, when you are able to, if you can restock it. And then, if anyone else in the community would like to put food in there, to continue to help out and keep this going, that would be much appreciated as well. You can find them at the corner of 6th Street and Washakie Street there in Lander. And then the other one is on Main Street in front of the Orchard Church. So pretty cool. Really great message from the community member who put these together. And That was really awesome of them to, you know, just kind of go forward with that.
Definitely.
Super exciting. And, you know, it's a great way to kind of pay it forward as it comes here and just help out those in need during this kind of, crazy time of, you know, just time of uncertainty. So that's really awesome that that's happening. And we're excited to see that happening in the community. And, you know, those of you out there, if you know of other things that are great going on like this, helping out, please send it to us, tips@county10.com. We want to be able to share and bring the community together during this time. And whatever you've got, just please feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, again, that's tips@county10.com. Really cool to see stories like that. Never wish an illness like this would take place, but you'd certainly start to see some of these cool feel-good stories of people helping one another in a time of need. Probably the biggest non-coronavirus story we had last week at county10.com. Unfortunately, a very sad circumstance for a family just outside of Lander. There was a structure fire up near Sinks Canyon Road, and it looks like, unless you've got more details on this, they're still pretty limited.
Details are still pretty limited on it. I chatted with the Lander Volunteer Fire assistant chief yesterday. He gave me a call. Battalion 3, what they gave us, which is already posted at county10.com, is all that they had to share. The only update he said was there were no one deceased in the fire, which is good to know and to get that out to the community. But other than that, he said that Battalion 3, what all they shared is everything that they can at this time. He also confirmed that the fire is still under investigation with the Fremont County Fire Protection District, the Sheriff's Office, and then the Wyoming State Fire Marshal's Office. So as soon as that information is released, we'll definitely keep you updated. But yeah, unfortunately, the house was a total loss. They did consider it uninhabitable, and fire units were on scene for quite some time. So thank you to the firefighters who got out there. It's a bit of a tight corner, so that's always difficult in those situations. But yeah, thank you to those who were able to.
Yeah, for sure. I want to get this out there. If there's anything new, as I scroll through county10.com, the Fremont County Clerk, Treasurer, and Assessor's Office, of course, are closed regularly now, along with basically everything else in the world. But they're expanding some services. What does this mean exactly?
Yeah, so Fremont County Clerk Julie Fries reached out on Friday to let us know that they're expanding some of their resources and help during this time while their doors are closed. So the county assessor, you can give them a call for an appointment and get that taken care of. Same with the county clerk of district court. Give them a call, set up an appointment. And then county clerk as well. So any title, lien filing, recording, marriage license, et cetera. And, you would just go to the website, which we have linked at county10.com, and then email, to the clerk at Fremont County. So trying to set up more services, help out the community, with some more information and resources. But yeah, they're doing the best they can. And I think, well, probably pretty much everybody is at this point of trying to help out with these. And everyone's doors are shut.
Yeah. A couple of good stories here to wrap things up with. People may have seen this photo. I know it got shared around quite a bit. There's a post up at County 10 and on our social medias of the Lander Rural Fire Department that welcomed back a couple of military members who made it back home, and they're also firefighters, as I understand it.
That's correct, yeah. So yesterday, the Lander Rural Firefighters celebrated two of their battalion members who just returned from being overseas. That was Andrew O'Neill and Tyler Oakley. While there are other military members who did return to the community, these were just specifically the two as far as the rural firefighters go. So we're excited to see them get out there and celebrate these two firefighters' return. It was really awesome. And yeah. Great. Good thing to always see, you know.
Definitely. Thank them for their service in the military and as firefighters both. Lander Biz, latest story at county10.com, is there's a new bookstore open in Lander.
Yes. So April 1st, we got coming up next week here, The Lost Chapter LLC will be opening at 427 Lincoln Street. It's kind of not exactly on Lincoln Street. When I went there and met with the folks, it took me a minute to find it. So just so you know, it's next to Teton Therapy in that little complex. But yeah, really awesome spot. They've got a really great setup inside, so it's going to be really awesome to see that open up here next week. We all need something to read, so it's going to be great. But yeah, so the Souls, Josh and Sierra, they've got everything you can imagine, self-published, traditional published, authors with their very first book. Like, it's super exciting to see this happening. They've also got like a little conference room where those with a book club, could come in and sit down and, you know, just kind of meet and hang out or what have you. And they're really focusing on having just the community come together. They want to do some workshops and some education side of it as well. So pretty awesome. Just kind of a nice all around, well-rounded bookstore, I should say. But yeah, they're just definitely, bringing some great titles to the community. Josh is actually a book reviewer, so he's got this kind of insider scoop on some new authors and what's going on, and just kind of to get everybody to step outside of the box a little bit and, you know, be willing to kind of read some new things and check it out. And so I know they're super excited to bring this to the community. They don't have a big, obviously, grand opening celebration planned, but their first weekend event on April 3rd, which is Friday, they have Blind Date with the book. So you can go in and have like pick out a book genre. You won't know the title or author of it. And then you can take it home and read it over the weekend, or, you know, read it however long you need. But that's a really awesome, fun night event. I've done that once, and it'll be really great to have this in the local community. So yeah, Go check it out. The Lost Chapter LLC, they've got their website on the article as well as their Facebook page. Lots of great things happening there. So pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And you get a book reviewer to consult too, so you can get the inside scoop on some stuff. Very cool. Check out the story and some more details about that business and other businesses in Fremont County. Check out the Lander Biz series for that one. They're on Lincoln Street, but not exactly on Lincoln Street. So hopefully that's not too confusing. All right.
Right next to Teton Therapy.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I know County 10 will keep us posted on the happenings. You and I were talking off microphone for a moment about how there's not a lot happening beyond COVID-19 updates right now since everybody's closed. So we'll keep you posted with that. But anything else that's going on that we can find as well. As it relates to COVID-19, though, we've got some ways to entertain maybe your kids in self-quarantine. We've got updates on closures, restaurant delivery, and takeout options. Those are changing all the time, so keep up with that. And I guess just let us know how you're doing, how you're feeling too. You can email us anytime, tips@county10.com. Anything else coming up today from your home office?
Yeah, I've actually got several great stories. I got a bunch of phone interviews today. So, you know, just loving ability to adapt in this digital world. This is really great. And, you know, still keeping the community connected. So stay tuned. I'm excited to keep sharing more news, both COVID and non-COVID related. And excited to see where this week goes.
All right. We'll check in with you again here. I'll probably do these a little more frequently as we try to get more podcasts out this week, but we'll check in again very soon. Thanks for your time, Amanda.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
County10.com reporter Amanda Fearing, she has worked exceptionally hard the last few days to bring you many COVID-19 updates. So thanks to her. If you've got anything you'd like to pass on to the news department, email tips, T-I-P-S, @county10.com. Big shout out to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. They have made the County 10 podcast possible since day one, and it is so important in this time that you support places like Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Here is everything kind of shuts down, it's important we support our local retailers. So encourage you to reach out to Janet and the staff and to support them as you can. They're expecting a new line into their store called Whitney Howard Designs. It's an eco-friendly company that creates meaningful and inspirational pewter jewelry. They're from California, and they're bringing it right here to Fremont County for us. They've got all kinds of new lines of jewelry, fashion, home decor, and more at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. It really is a great little store next to the movie theater in downtown Lander. Great staff there. Stop in and say hello and thank them for all they're doing, especially during this crazy time at 258 Main Street. That's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. You can follow them on social media for more. And the County 10 Podcast brought to you by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. They've got the only two certified hand therapists in Lander, Michelle Mazur and Laura Varner. They treat conditions affecting the entire body, FCE testing, return to work training, and so much more. It's no fun living with pain or discomfort. Elevate Rehab can help you. Again, they're in Lander at 4th and Main. They are expanding to a new business, hopefully a new location in 2020, but they've got a great setup now, great team at Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. My thanks again to Amanda Faring for joining us here on the County 10 Podcast. Sincere thank you for listening. Since we're all isolated in our respective homes here on the County 10 team, we'll have a lot more podcasts for you this week. I'll get to focus on that a little bit more. And if you've got an idea, if you want to be a guest, let me know. Email us tips@county10.com. Those come to me as well, and we'll be sure to reach back out to you and set something up. So thanks again for listening. Stay safe out there. Keep socially distancing, washing your hands, and all that good stuff. county10.com will keep you up to date with the latest coronavirus updates, as will the 10cast network, and hopefully we'll offer you a few distractions from it as well here on the podcast network. Thanks again to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, Wyoming Department of Transportation, Rendezvous Dental, and Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Our sponsors mean everything to us, so say thank you to them. Also, big shout out to Porter's Supply Company. We're in the mobile Porter's Supply Company studio now, so thanks to Porter's. Have a great day all across County 10.